You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. Jeff Ray here on 97.7 WKCA and WKCARadio.com as we get ready for second round 16th region softball semifinal action. Game one is the Ashland Blazer Kittens, the Bath County Lady Cats. We'll have that call right here on 97.7 WKCA. We are live in Ashland. The Blazer Kittens are the host school this year. So we will have this game tonight. Hopefully the Cats win, and we will be back for championship tomorrow night. And we'll see what happens. Hope to win tomorrow night as well and move on to state tournament. Ought to be a dandy game, Bath and Blazer. Let's take a break and hear a word from our sponsors. They're meeting with the coaches and umpires at home plate, exchanging all the lineups, that and so much more going on in front of us. When we come back, we will have the Ira Kilburn opening argument. We will talk about what it will take for Bath County to be victorious today in this 16th region matchup against the Kittens of Ashland Blazer. That and so much more here on WKCA. Stay tuned.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick, across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back, Bath County Lady Cats, Ashland Blazer Kittens, in this first of two games today. The second game will have Raceland and Boyd, and then the winner of those two games will play tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for the regional championships. They're going to introduce the players. Let's go ahead and go through the Bath County defense and the Blazer batting lineup, since Bath is the home team. Kylie Hodson pitching and Izzy Hughes catching. Ashley Rogers at first, Allie Manley at second, Ashton Barrett at third, and Allison Britts. I'm sorry, Ashton Barrett at short, Allison Britts at third. Left to right, Allie Dillon, Ray Lee Purvis, and Riley Thompson in the outfield. The batting lineup for the Blazer Kittens. Shortstop Grace Delaney will bat first, wear jersey number 3, followed by second baseman Jenna Delaney. She'll wear jersey 13. Brooklyn Duckweiler, the third baseman, will wear jersey 21 and bat third, followed by cleanup hitting Addie Lane, the designated player. Center fielder Alana Traxler will bat in the 5 spot, followed by catcher Aubrey Foster. Right fielder Aubrey McCreary, pitcher Riley Harmon, and Ashley Ingram plays left field and bats in the 9 spot. So it's Delaney, Duckweiler, Lane, Traxler, Foster, McCreary, Harmon, and Ingram. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law in Salt Lick, they sponsor the Ira Kilburn opening argument. Every pregame we try to do a little prognostication and see what will it take for Bath County to be victorious. In the game today with Ashland Blazer, here is the Ira Kilburn opening argument. For Bath County to be victorious, we're getting ready to introduce Bath County. A good crowd of red has made their way up Interstate 64. The key to the game, in my opinion, unearned runs. Unearned runs. In the season, Ashland Blazer, they have allowed, they've scored 7 a game, allowed 5.3. Bath County, a little more, they're scoring 9.4 a game and allowing only 3.6. Here's the difference. Of all the runs that Ashland Blazer has given up, only 21%, 35 out of 167, are unearned runs, 21%. Bath County, on the other hand, 48 unearned runs out of 122. That's 40%. If Bath County can keep down the unearned runs, if they can things fall chalk from there on out with runs scored, runs allowed, limit those unearned runs, you got to like the chances of the Bath County Lady Cats this afternoon as we play here in Ashland in this 16th region semifinals. Again, the winner of this game tonight between Bath and Ashland will play the winner of the second game tonight. That is Raceland and Boyd. Bath yesterday defeated Greenup 3-2. Blazer defeated East Carter 17-3. Raceland beat Rowan 8-7. And Boyd beat Elliott 15-2. So that sets up Bath and Blazer, Raceland and Boyd in the semifinals tonight. As we get ready for the national anthem, let's hear a word from our sponsors. More from Ashland and 16th Region Softball after these words.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wire Gray Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Well, Welcome back to our broadcast. Both teams have been announced, introduced, all players. National anthem has been played, and now we are ready for a ball game. It is going to be a dandy between the Ashland Blazer Kittens, the Bath County Lady Cats. Earlier in the year, March 25th to be exact, Bath County came up here. They lost 6-5 to the Kittens. It was a back-and-forth game that Bath County eventually lost by one run. Common opponents this year. Russell has beaten Blazer twice. Russell beat Bath once. Fleming County, Blazer won 15-0. Bath lost 15-8. That was right after Taylor's injury, so we kind of wiped that out of our memory. Then Bath won 13-2 and 8-2, including that district opening round game. Greenup, Blazer split a pair with Greenup. Bath beat Greenup yesterday in the opening round of the 16th region. So all that goes to show we've got two evenly matched teams here today. And since these two started playing, 2017, they played seven times. Blazer leads that series 4-3. Bath won regular season 21, 22, and 23. Now, even though Bath won in the regular season game against Blazer, Blazer came back and beat us in the regional that we played at Fleming County in 21. That was Jess Miller's senior year. All these seniors this year, that was their freshman year, so we'll see what happens. First pitch out of the zone, and we are underway. Montgomery Tractor sponsors our first pitch. Massey Ferguson, GC 1700 series. Montgomery Tractor's got them. They're built with the same versatility, same design as the big tractors. If you need to mow, you need to tackle a garden, anything else that comes your way, you get a small tractor with big versatility. Massey Ferguson's from Montgomery Tractor, Mount Sterling. One ball, one strike, the count. Hodson to Delaney here at Ashland Paul Blazer High School. A breeze from left field to right field. That pitch just out of the zone, 2-1. This is the same home plate umpire we had the first night. I was able to stand behind him that night and watch the zone. And if memory serves, that outside corner is the pitcher's friend. Good changeup just out of the zone. 3-1 now, the count to Delaney. Last night in the Ashland East Carter game, they had 11 base hits in one inning, including eight in a row, where they defeated East 17-3, counts full. First batter of the game, Grace Delaney, works the count full. Jenna Delaney on deck for the Kittens. Here comes the payoff from Hodson. Just high, ball four. A leadoff walk to the shortstop, Grace Delaney, brings up second baseman Jenna Delaney. She wears number 13. The Kittens in their burgundy uniforms, burgundy shirts, burgundy pants, burgundy socks, burgundy batting gloves. Bath County in their red pinstripe pants. White shirt with the Wildcat logo on the front, numbers on the back. First pitch out of the zone, ball one to Jenna Delaney with Brooklyn Duckweiler on deck. Jenna Delaney comes in batting 443, just out of the zone, ball two. Freshman Kylie Hodson had a dandy game yesterday. The two ball, no strike pitch. High ball three. Goes through a routine, walks to the back of the circle, picks up the rosin bag, gets the sign from her armband, brings the 3-0, outside ball four, back-to-back walks. Brings up third baseman Brooklyn Duckweiler. Duckweiler comes in batting 434. Third baseman wears jersey number 21. Goes through her, groundskeeping in the right hand batter's box, back-to-back walks. Top half of the first inning, Bath County in the field. Blazer at the plate. Fastball strike one. Good pitch there from Kylie Hodson. Got a little bit of a breeze again tonight, so if you happen to hear me chasing papers around, there's a fly ball to right field. That's got a chance. It lands in the over the fence. A three-run homer. And just like that, two walks and a home run. The Kittens take the early lead here in this 16th region matchup. All the Bath County infield gathered up in the circle. Base is clear. Let's start them again. Time for Bath County to dig deep. Addie Lane takes that first pitch. Strike one. Lane, a .259 batting average. One home run, two triples, five doubles for the season. She's the designated player for the Kittens. One strike. One and one. Bath County offensively, a very solid team, so here we are down three in the first inning, though. We've been in those shoes before. One ball, one strike. Popped up into the Bath County in the bleachers. Good catch over there. That may have been one of my former soccer players. I believe it was. I won't say who, but his significant other made her broadcast debut on Channel 27's anchor desk this weekend, a former Miss Bath County. You did a great job, Alyssa. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Lane at the plate. Fouls that one into the screen. Count remains 2-2. Always good to see local kids do well. Two balls, two strikes. The count remains. Top of the first, no out. A three-run homer off the bat of Brooklyn Duckweiler. The big bomb. Strike. Oh, mercy. A dandy pitch that the Bath County fans didn't appreciate the call. Looked like a pretty good pitch. Izzy Hughes turned around to ask to make sure. Apparently low. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out, top of the first. Blazer with a 3-0 lead. There's a foul ball at the plate. Count remains full. Dig in deep. Make a play. Get this first out here in this first inning. Another payoff pitch. There it is. Ground ball under the glove at third base. Addie Lane at first with a single brings up center fielder Alana Traxler. Traxler wears jersey number 9. One on, nobody out. Three in for the Kittens. In the top half of this first inning. First pitch, outside corner from Hodson, called strike one. In Bath County defensively, the same as they have been since Taylor Hodson broke her hand, which meant moving Barrett from second short putting Manley in at second base. The team has responded well since that initial shock of one of their senior leaders going out with a broken hand. 1-1 the count. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Good knee-high fastball from Hodson. Big crowd here in Ashland, as we say. There may be as many Lady Cat fans as there are Kitten fans, at least as of now. Popped up on the infield. Hodson squeezes for the first out. Brings up catcher Aubrey Foster. Foster wears jersey number two. A 244 batter. In that sixth spot. The big blast. There's a line drive foul down the right field line. One strike. The big blast. Leadoff walk to DeLady. Another walk to Delaney, Grace, and Jenna, respectively. And then a Brooklyn Duckweiler three-run homer that cleared defense in left field. That's where we stand. Kittens three, Bath nothing. One out in the first. Curveball out of the zone, 1-1. On deck for the Kittens, right fielder Aubrey McCreary. Back-to-back Aubreys in the lineup. High ball two, 2-1. A gorgeous facility here at Ashland Blazer. Here comes the 2-1 from Hodson. There's a nubber off the handle. Shortstop makes the play. Not nearly as exciting a play as Barrett's diving snag in yesterday's fourth inning. That was both the offensive and defensive play of the game. A Superman catch behind second base. Fired up the Cats. They scored all three of their runs after that play. First pitch inside, ball one, from Hodson to McCreary. Aubrey McCreary, the right fielder. Fouls that one down, out of play. Time for an announcement from the PA man. Bring all the foul balls back to the concession stand, please. Let me encourage you to follow Emma Hall with the Ashland Daily on social media. We have stepped up our coverage. Fouled at the plate, 1-2. Had a young man out here yesterday, been in the business for a long, long time. Emma's brand new, a student at Morehead State. Welcome to the media family. Check her out on Twitter. Let me tell you a funny Twitter story after this 1-2 pitch to Aubrey McCreary. So I was on the way up here, put on there that I was headed to Ashland again for round two of the 16th region. Turned out yesterday's post got deleted for community standards because it was too much similar to the one that I posted today about headed to Ashland for 16th region. They pulled it, fouled at the plate, count remains 2-2. I've never had a tweet pulled before until today, so by all means, we'll celebrate with milk and bologna before the night's out. Two balls, two strikes, two out, runner at first, Kittens three. Bath County having yet to bat in this first inning. Here comes the break even from Hodson. Good pitch, strike three. Ashland does what they need to do. They're top of the order, two walks and a home run. They lead 3-0 halfway through the first, bottom of the first after this on WKCA.
Own the road in any season with help from major brands. Get a $60 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on purchases of 4 or more new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires, totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $40 back. Offer valid May 23rd through May 30th. For more details, check bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling. BF Goodrich, what are you building for?
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Ashland Blazer, 3 runs, 2 hits in the top half of the first. Back-to-back walks to Grace and Jenna Delaney, and then a home run to Brooklyn Duckweiler. That was the kitten scoring. Now Bath County coming to the plate. Barrett, Purvis, Rogers, Hughes, Manley, Hodson, Dylan, Barnett, and Brett's. We'll see if we can get some of those back. First pitch from Riley Harmon. Low and inside, ball one. Harmon pitching, Foster catching. Pinson, Delaney, and Duckweiler on the infield. Ingram, Traxler, and McCreary in the outfield. There's a slow roller to third. Out by half a step. Good play by Duckweiler on the 5-3 putout. Brings up center fielder Raylee Purvis. Again, these two teams met earlier in the year, March 25th. Ashland defeated Bath 6-5 in a back-and-forth game. One up, one down for the Cats. Purvis hit by pitch. First baseman Ashley Rogers comes to the plate. Ray Lee gives a thumbs up when Coach Moore says, "Are you all right?" She said, "I'm tough. You know who my parents are. I'm tough." One on, one out. Rogers at the plate. Hughes on deck. Harmon. Low and away, ball one. Raceland uses two pitchers consistently, and we wouldn't be stunned if Addie Lane does not come in at some point during this game. The throw down. Head first, in safely. So the Bath County faithful didn't appreciate a ball strike call. The Ashland faithful did not appreciate the safe slide call on the head first effort from Raylee Purvis. So now a runner in scoring position with Rogers at the plate. That pitch low, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Purvis on as a hit batsman. I've got security behind me in case trouble comes. Here's the 2-1. Ball three. It's always good to have the Olympia area in the house. There's a ground ball back up the middle under the glove. Runner's going to go. The throw in. Not in time. Throw to second. Rogers is in on the throw. Raylee Purvis scores on the RBI single. Rogers advances on the throw. I guess Olympia is not right. Even though if somebody's from Olympia here, we're glad to have you too. Brings up catcher Izzy Hughes. Allie Manley on deck. Stay inside. 3-1 the score, one out, runner at second. Low and away, ball one to the Bath County catcher, Izzy Hughes. Izzy, a 365 batter in that cleanup spot. Coach Williams has shuffled his lineup around just a little. There's a ground ball under the glove of the first baseman. In safely. The second baseman fielded it. First baseman also making an effort for the play. The flip from second to first was not a good one. Bath County courtesy runner, none other than Addie Reed. So Reed, the courtesy runner, in for Hughes, one of my favorite high school baseball and softball rules of all time is to speed up and let the catcher take a break, get their gear on, get focused. Otherwise, a game is extended, can be extended for a while. So Rogers now at third base, Addie Reed the runner at first, one out. Ray Lee Purvis scores after being hit by a pitch, stole second. Scored on the RBI single up the middle by Ashley Rogers, brings up second baseman Allie Manley. We had Allie on the post game last night. Bath County faithful cheering Allie. There's a chopper to the pitcher. The throw to the plate. Safe. Oh, mercy. A 1-3-2 double play. Tough break there for the Cats. Bath County scores one, strands one, one inning complete. Kittens three, Bath one. Top of the second after this on WKCA.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tough way to end the first inning. Ashland Blazer turns a 1-3-2 double play on a big chopper to the pitcher. Harmon fielded it, looked the runner back, threw to Pinson, took Manley out. The relay from Pinson back to Foster. Bang, bang, she was called out at home, was Ashley Rogers. The Bath County faithful didn't like it. The Blazer faithful loved it. Either way, we're at the top of the second, 8-9-1. Riley Harmon, Ashley Ingram, and Grace Delaney due up for the Kittens. Harmon takes the first pitch inside, ball one. Harmon, a right-hander. Pitcher against pitcher in the top half of the second inning. Out of the zone, ball two. Very uncharacteristic that Hodson is not in the zone early in this game. Came back after that home run. Gave up a single and then three in a row. Ball three now to Harmon with left fielder Ashley Ingram on deck. Bath County down 3-1 to the Kittens here in the top half of the second. There's a good pitch on the inside corner, 3-1. That's a pitch that we saw yesterday a lot, that did a lot of good. A pitch that breaks back into the right-handed hitter. 3-1 the count. Here's the offering from Hodson. Fouled at the plate, 3-2. That's a good pitch at the knees. Harmon fouled it off. Started out as a 3-0 count, worked it back full. Hodson pitching to Harmon. Here comes the payoff in this second. Swung on and popped up. Izzy gives chase right on the screen. Good play. Nice play, Izzy. I mentioned it yesterday on a play she made. You got to do 13 things at once on that play. You got to shuck the mask, find the umpire, find the ball, throw the mask, get to the ball, make the catch. Just like that, one down. Just low ball one. Ashley Ingram, the left fielder at the plate, and then leadoff hitter Grace Delaney on deck. That was a dandy play at the screen by Izzy Hughes. There's a line drive right up the middle. Ingram with a one-out single brings up shortstop Grace Delaney, who walked and scored on the three-run homer. Grace Delaney comes in as a 326 batter. Thirteen walks. Coming into this game, hoo-wee, that pitch must be inside because from my angle it was not low. Must be off that inside corner, ball one. 1-0 the count. Change up high, ball two. So Ingram at first with a one-out single, Delaney at the plate, Kittens three, Bath one. One out in the top of the second here in this 16th region semifinal. Hodson gets the call. Ready for the pitch. Good one. Called strike. I'm not sure if the scoreboard is right. I'm not sure if it's 2-1 or 1-2. Either way, we'll find out. Just outside, ball three. 3-1. Jenna Delaney on deck. Grace the shortstop. Jenna the second baseman. Both walked and both scored on Duckweiler's home run. Counts full. Good pitch on that outside corner. So full count. One out, runner at first is Ingram. Delaney at the plate with a full count. Right-hand box, here's the payoff from Hodson. Good pitch, grounded under the second baseman's glove. Back-to-back one-out singles puts runners at the corner. Ingram did not led up rounding second base. Thompson did a good job to field it. Hit the cutoff to keep Delaney from advancing to second. So one out, runners on the corners. Jenna Delaney, who walked and scored on the home run, she's at the plate now. First pitch just a little high. Jenna rocked backward a little. Could have been tight in the zone. Everybody playing at regular depth. There's a base hit to left field. Runners will advance. So Ingram scores. Delaney moves to third. Jenna Delaney moves to second. So one out, one in, two on. And Duckweiler, who hit the home run in that first inning, comes in to the right-hand box. Don't expect anything too good. You don't necessarily pitch around her, but you don't groove anything either. 4-1 the score. Blazer scored three in the first. Bath answered with one. There's a grounder to the first baseman. The effort was made after Rogers fielded it to put the tag on. Didn't get the tag applied. Both runners score. Delaney scores and Delaney scores. That makes it a 6-1 game. Coach Kenny Williams goes out to visit with his defense. Again, we don't want to dig too deep a hole. We've come back from deficits before, but at the same time, you don't want to let it go too far. So Duckweiler on first with an infield single. Hitting six, Bath one, one out, top of the second. Here from Paul Blazer, 16th region semifinals. I'm not sure what happened earlier in the year, but if the Kitten scored 17 yesterday, they've got six on the board with one out in the second. I don't know if the Bats have just come awake for this tournament. Strike one, the count now to Lane, who singled in the first. 1-1. Bath County does have the offensive ability to come back, but again, you don't want to be too deep in the hole. One ball, one strike, one on, one out, three in this second. There's a line drive to right field. Over the head of Riley Thompson. A double off the bat of Lane. Thompson made one step in, quickly retreated, still unable to get to it. Brings up Elena Troxler, who popped up to the pitcher her first time up. 6-1 now. The Kittens. Bats are wide awake. One out in the second. Good pitch on the inside corner. As easy as this is to say and as hard as it is to do, Hodson needs to try to put all that in the rearview mirror. The next three batters were the three that got out in the first inning. Try to make that happen again, just wide. One ball and a strike. Traxler, Foster, McCreary, the next three Kittens. Got a lot of traffic here on press row. 1-1, swung on and missed, strike two. That was a good sinker from Kylie Hodson. If I come home with mustard on my shirt, you'll know what happened. The 1-2 swung on and missed, strike three. Good pitch. The second strikeout of the game. One in the first and one here in the second. That's two outs now. Brings up catcher Aubrey Foster, who popped up to short. On deck for the Kittens, Aubrey McCreary in the seventh spot. Three in the first, three here in the second. Now with two outs, a hit batsman brings up Aubrey McCreary with the bases loaded. The ninth batter of the inning. Got a courtesy runner going in. That's 11. Nico Romans. Let me write that down. Romans the runner at first. Lane at second. Duckweiler at third. The Kittens with three in this inning. Six all told. Bath County does not want to give up any more. First pitch, strike one on the outside corner. Good pitch from Kylie Hodson. This group of seniors were freshmen in the 21 regional tournament in Flemingsburg that Blazer knocked them out, just missed inside. One thing I can remember about that game is Bath County's Jesslyn Miller was part of the May Day activities that day. And after the game, after the first game, swung on and missed strike two. I'm not going to say anybody broke the speed limit coming back through from Flemingsburg to Owingsville, but she made it in time for the parade. Thought about wearing her uniform. Here comes the 1-2. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Hodson got her. Didn't field it cleanly, picked it up, got the play at first base. Three more runs in for the Kittens. Six total. They lead 6-1 halfway through the second. Bottom of the second after this on WKCA.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
Inning and a half in the books. Kittens 6, Lady Cats 1. Blazer with 3 in the first, 3 in the second. Bath County sends up Hodson, Dillon, and Barnett. First pitch called strike 1. A whole lot easier to play defense when you're up 5. In a region game, this a semifinal matchup between the Lady Cats and the Kittens. Fouled into the screen, Kylie Hodson down two strikes. Hodson, Dillon, Barnett do up for the Cats. Pitcher Riley Harmon in her second inning of work. One run, one hit. There's a ground ball to first. Three unassisted by Emma Pinson brings up left fielder Allie Dillon. Dillon wears jersey number 3. Plays left field. Dillon does have a little bit of pop in her bat. We have seen her put a couple of home runs out this year. First pitch, wide ball 1. Our young man behind the plate, bless his heart, every pitch he calls a ball, the opposing fans hate it. Everyone he calls a strike, the other team hates it. There is zero pleasing this crowd tonight. High ball 2. 2-0. Listen, that's what make high school sports a whole lot of fun. Long as everybody keeps it above board. 2-0. Ball three. Bath County needs to be patient. Get runners on. Nibble back a run or two at a time. Like basketball, a bucket and a stop. Low ball four. Second free pass of the game. Ray Lee Purvis was a hit batsman in the first. Dylan, a walk in her first at bat, brings up Abby Barnett, the designated player. Third baseman Allison Brett's on deck, then back to the top of the order. Bottom of the second, one out. 6-1, the Kittens lead over the Lady Cats. We're here at Ashland Paul Blazer High School on a gorgeous sunshiny afternoon. Not as breezy as it was yesterday. Still a little breeze, but we're not chasing papers like we did yesterday. Low ball two. Bath County batters need to be aware that Harmon in a spot now where she's struggling to find the zone. Six out of the last seven pitches out of there. Make it seven out of the last eight, ball three. Bath County can get some of these bottom of the order runners on base. Let the top of the order do what they do. 3-1. Harmon grooved that one. 3-1. Same thing. Still a batter's camp. Pick your pitch. If it's there, swing. If not, leave it be. High ball four. Back-to-back walks. Puts Dylan at second. Barnett at first. Brings up third baseman Allison Brett. Brett's only had one put out defensively. In that game yesterday. But it was a dandy. She steps in the right box. There's a line drive into right field. Dylan tags. She'll advance to third. Barnett has to stay put. Brett's a line drive to right field. McCreary had her played just right. Bath County shortstop Ashton Barrett, who grounded out to third her first time up. Kittens have put six across. Bath one with two outs, runners on the corners. Here in this second inning, a bang-bang play as Ashley Rogers tried to get home. Pitch on the inside corner called strike one to Barrett. Barrett steps back in. Ray Lee Purvis, who was hit by a pitch and scored Bath County's only run. Change up called strike two. Barnett with a stolen base. Oh ball, two strike, two out, two on. Top of the second. Senior shortstop, Ashton Barrett. There's a chopper to second. The throw, Holder. Bang, bang play. Ashton out at first on a 4-3 put out. Bath County strands two after two complete. It is Ashland 6, Bath 1. Top of the third after this on WKCA.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
For a limited time, enjoy a tasty bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, a savory sausage McMuffin, a sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Two innings complete. 16th region semifinals. Bath County trails the Kittens of Ashland Blazer 6-1. Blazer put three across in the first. Bath scored one in their half of the first. Kitten scored three more in the second. Bath County threatened with runners at second and third in their half. Couldn't get them across. Top of the third, 8-1-2. Harmon, Ingram, Delaney. First pitch again to Harmon. Out of the zone, ball one. Harmon 0 for 1. Foul pop to the catcher. There's a ground ball right back up the middle. A base hit. Seventh hit of the game. Courtesy runner for Ashland. Is he number 20, who I do not have? We look at that picture. At least it was not on the KHSAA website. And we found out after one game, 20 is Zoe Smith. Batter squares the bunt, misses. So Zoe Smith, the courtesy runner. One on, nobody out. Ingram squares the bunt again, drops it foul, hits the batter. Dead ball. Runners out of the box. Umpire said dead ball. The Bath County faithful thought she was out of the box, which would be an out on the batter. 0-2. Once again, both fan bases just missed a ball and two strikes. No matter what the call is, one fan base is going to let you know it. You're just in a tough spot out there, partner. One ball, two strikes. 1-0, nobody out. The runner at first is Zoe Smith for the Kittens. They lead 6-1. Called strike three. Third strikeout of the game for Bath County's Kylie Hodson. Top of the order, Grace Delaney, who walked and scored in the first, singled and scored in the second. On deck, Jenna Delaney. Just had a gigantic gnat land on me. First pitch inside, ball one. Not sure if it was a gnat or a butterfly, but whatever it was a whopper. Ball one to Delaney. Anybody out there that is a member of PETA, I shooed it away, but I considered squashing it. The 1-0. A line drive right back up the middle. Quickly getting it back in is center fielder Ray Lee Purvis. So now Delaney at first, Smith at second. I hope one of them biggins don't land in my soft drink. They'll have that thing finished by the time I notice it. No, it's empty. Nothing but Winchester's finest. Runners at first and second. One out in this top half of the third inning. Kittens with a six spot. Lady Cats with a one spot. Jenna Delaney, identical to Grace Delaney, has walked once and singled once. That pitch just inside, ball two, and both have scored two runs apiece. Very uncharacteristic of Hodson to miss the zone. If you're a Cat fan, let's hope she works out of it. There is a line drive just fair down the right field line. The relay in. A two RBI triple. Scores Smith. And scores Grace Delaney. That's put Jenna at third. And Brooklyn Duckweiler, who's got a home run and a single, her first two at-bats. 8-1 now the score. Now we need the Cats to have all focus in front of them. Don't be looking at that scoreboard behind them. One on, one out, two in. In this Ashlyn Blazer, third inning. One strike the count to Duckweiler, who's 2-for-2. There's a line drive under the glove of the center fielder, Ray Lee Purvis. Made a dive, couldn't catch it. So Delaney comes in to score. And this is not what you want to see as a Cat fan. We've seen Ray Lee make that catch more than once. Just out of her reach there. Now it's 9 with the cleanup hitting Addie Lane at the plate. And Duckweiler at third. Bath County needs something good to happen, or else it is a quick trip back down Interstate 64. First pitch to Lane, high and away, ball one. The Blazer fans excited, the Lady Cat fans not so much. 9-1 the score. One out in the third. Changeup just misses. Good job by Izzy Hughes. Block that pitch in the dirt, ball two. Three in the first, three in the second, three in the third for Blazer. Only one out here in the third. There's a ground ball. Knocked down at short. The throw not in time. An RBI single by Lane scores Duckweiler. That makes it 10-1. Still one out. Runner at first, Troxler at the plate. Right-handed hitting center fielder. Well out in front of that pitch. Pulls it foul, strike one. I'll have to put my soft drink somewhere else. That table will get bumped again and I'll lose it. Better than the baby's milk we had to deal with yesterday here on Press Row. But that's a story for another day. There's a line drive. Short hopped by the right fielder. Lane advances to third. Troxler advances to second. Brings up Aubrey Foster, the catcher. 10-1 the score. This much like an inning that Ashland had yesterday against East, where at one point they had 8 consecutive hits and 11 in the inning. How lonesome a feeling it is to be in that pitcher's circle. on a day like today. There's a ground ball just under the glove. One of those hit them where they ain't base hits. Two RBI single there from Foster. That makes it a dozen. Coach Kenny Williams out of the dugout. Going to make a pitching change. Addie Reed makes her way to the circle. While she takes her warm-up tosses, let's hear a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Softball here on WKCA.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
It's a backyard event going on now at your Bath County Ace Hardware Store. Great prices on grills, Weber, Traeger, and that big green egg. Don't forget that wonderful assortment of grills, spices, and rubs for the perfect cookout. Your yard will be perfect, too, if you select Scott's Lawn and Garden Improvements. Get everything for the season. Garden soil, fertilizer, weed, and feed, plus the tools to get it all done. Located on Water Street in Owingsville, Ace Hardware is celebrating 100 years of helpful.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
New pitcher Addie Reed steps in relief of Kylie Hodson. One out, top of the third. Cats down by 11 to the Kittens. Swung on and missed. A ball and a strike. A big deep hole if Bath County wants to dig out of it. They're going to have to shut off the spigot of Kitten runners. Then come back in and get the bats awakened. A big task for Bath County. Kittens, on the other hand, up 11. They would like nothing more than to continue with that lead. Swung on and missed, strike two. Addie Reed, an eighth grader, pitched a lot in the JV games. Here comes the 2-2. Popped up into right field. Thompson squeezes. Second out of the game brings up Riley Harmon, who singled earlier in this inning. Harmon, 1-for-2, a pop foul to the catcher, and a single and a run scored. Kittens up 11. Good pitch at the knees, strike one. Harmon, down a strike. Reed on in relief. There's a ground ball in the hole between short and third. Runners now at first and second with Romans, the courtesy runner, at second base. Harmon at first. Smith will likely be her courtesy runner again. Runners at first and second with two outs now. Ashley Ingram. Ingram, 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored in the second. A strikeout earlier here in the third. First pitch, high ball, one. The Ashland bats are on fire. They scored 17 yesterday against the East. A dozen here today. Here's one off of the fist, a ball and a strike. Good pitch from Reed there. Top of the third. Cats in a deep hole, two outs. One ball, one strike, two kittens on base. Strike two at the knees. Good pitch there by Eddie Reed. Up in the count, one and two. Next game, it's going to be Raceland and Boyd. Raceland beat Rowan 8-7. Boyd beat Elliott 15-2 yesterday. High 2-2. You got to like the confidence of Addie Reed. After every pitch, she's nodding yes. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. There's a pitch fouled over the first base dugout. Count remains 2-2. All right, we'll see what the record is for getting this foul ball up to the concession stand. Uh-oh, he's got to weave through a bunch of chairs. Will he make it? 3-2-1, sorry. Another 2-2. There's a base hit right back up the middle. One run is going to come. Throwing air, runners advance. So Ingram with a base hit. That allows Romans to score. A little nonchalant on the throw in. That allows Smith to move to third and Ingram to second. Back to the top of the order with Grace Delaney. Still in the top of the third, two outs. A seven spot has scored so far. First pitch from Addie Reed, low ball one to Grace Delaney. High ball two. Cats in a tough spot, need this last out. They've got the ability to dig back. Just going to be tough sledding against these kittens. There's a pop-up on the screen, lands on the dugout. Ashley Rogers right there, falls out of play, 2-1. Two ball, one strike, two out, one on, two out, two on. Reed gets the sign. The 2-1 to Grace Delaney. A fly ball to right field. Riley Thompson makes the catch. Another big inning. Seven more for the Kittens. They're up 13. 13-1 halfway through the third. Bath County softball continues here on WKCA.
This is Terry McCarty. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Listen, you've got to give it to the Ashland Kittens. Their bats are on fire. 17 runs yesterday against East. 13 already here today after three. They lead Bath County 13-1. Ray Lee Purvis has scored the only Bath County run. She was hit by a pitch. Excuse me. Let me get out of the way. First pitch called strike one. Purvis, Rogers, Hughes due up. Kittens up big. Change up, swung on and missed. Strike two. Big cheer on that swing right there. You thought Tiger Woods hit a putt on 18 to win the Masters. Here comes the 0-2. Change up, swung on and missed. Strike three. One up, one down brings up first baseman Ashley Rogers, who singled. Thrown out trying to get to the plate in that first inning. Now you're playing for pride, down a dozen. I need to figure out that slapping noise on the delivery from Riley Harmon. I'm trying to watch the pitch and the batter. Trying to figure out, does her glove hit her thigh? Yep. Okay, that's what it is. Called strike one. It seems to only, I've only noticed it on some of the off-speed pitches. Let me see if I can kind of chase that a little more. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the third, Bath County trails by a lot to the Ashland Kittens. 2-1. I didn't notice it early in the game, but now it's kind of like having a mosquito in the bedroom. Once you notice him, there's no unnoticing. 3-1 now the count. Rogers at the plate, Izzy Hughes on deck for Bath County. Kittens up by 12, 13-1, third inning, one out, nobody on. Now somebody's on. Third walk, 4-3 pass, had one hit batsman in the first, two walks in the second. Now a walk here to Rogers. In the third inning, brings up Izzy Hughes, who reached on an error. Now that I've paid attention to the delivery from Riley Harmon, it is not just the off-speed pitches that glove hits the left leg. Low and inside ball, too. In that second inning, Harmon had a little difficulty locating the zone. Gave up back-to-back walks to Dillon and Barnett. Bath County couldn't do anything with them. Inside ball three. Not to imply that I know anything about the game of softball. You're up 13-1. Listen, just throw strikes and let your defense make plays. There's ball four. If Bath County comes back and scores six or seven, it's not a big deal. You're still up 13-7. New pitcher coming in is going to be 25, Addie Lane. So Harmon goes 2 1/3. While they change pitchers, Let me do some statistical work. We'll hear a word from a sponsor or two. Bath County Softball continues on WKCA after these words.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Courtesy runner in at first base for Ashley Rogers, and I'm sorry, at first base for Izzy Hughes is Taylor Hodson. The new pitcher, Addie Lane, strike one. Lane on the season is 10-11 with one save. Strike one to Allie Manley with runners at first and second. Back-to-back walks to Rogers and Hughes, 1-1. Again, I don't want to imply I know anything about the game of softball, but you're up 12. Throw strikes, let your defense make plays. There's a fly ball down the line at right field. That's fair. One's going to score. In with an RBI double. Manley with a double down the line. Rogers scores. Hodson stops at third. Manley had rounded second a long way. Had to hustle back. 13-2. One out, runners at second and third. Brings up Addie Reed. Addie Reed came in to the circle in relief of Kylie Hodson. First pitch, strike one. Addie Lane, the kitten pitcher, saying to her catcher, don't tell me. I don't know if trying to signal. Signals come from the dugout, so strike one, the count, fouled at the plate. Addie Reed, down two strikes. So Hodson is the courtesy runner at third. Manley, the runner at second after her one-out double. Inside, 1-2. A line drive just inside the right field line, deep into right field. One ball, two strikes, one out, two on. 13-2, the score, Blazer. Swung on and missed. Good pitch at the knees. Brings up Allie Dillon, who walked and was stranded at third. Would certainly encourage the fans to stay classy in this game and not dig a little deep. 13-2 the score, 2-1, 2-out. Allie Dillon, 0-for-0 with a walk, stranded at third. Gets in the right-hand box to face Addie Lane. High ball one. Lane looking into her dugout to get the signal. checks the armband. Hodson at third, Manley at second. Inside ball two to Dillon. None of the pitchers so far have had the zone right in their sights this game. 2-0 now the count. Shoulder high, called strike one. Two balls, one strike, two out, two on. Blazer up 13-2. Here comes the 2-1. There's a line drive over the shortstop's head. That's a two RBI double. Hodson and Manley come around to score. 13-4. Abby Barnett. Bath County with a little two-out rally underway. Put a three spot on here. A little bit of dust blew through that I will wash down after this pitch. Abby Barnett steps in. She's got a walk and a stolen base. There's a pitch that in the dirt. Ball one. Bath County hitters need to be very patient as Lane not finding the zone with much consistency. Again, staked to a 13-4 lead, so it's not a big deal. High ball two. But if Bath County can pick up a few more runs in this inning, like basketball, it's a bucket and a stop, a bucket and a stop, and you're right back into it after a couple of threes. We'll see what happens with a runner on, two outs. There's pitch called strike one. Two ball, one strike, two out, three in, one on. And that's Allie Dillon, who hit the RBI double. Two RBI double. 2-1 to Barnett. Here's the pitch from Lane. 2-1. There's a base hit. The runner. So Barnett singles. The throw in from left field. Gets under the glove of the third baseman. So Barnett moves to second base. Dillon at third brings up Allison Britz. Coach Ingram makes his way to the circle to talk to his girls. You're up 13-1. All of a sudden it's 13-4 and you've got two on and only two outs. A reminder for the kittens, they just need to shut the lady cats down. Bath County's Allison Britz hopes to continue this inning. The eighth batter in this third started off with an out, a couple of walks, a double, another out, another double, and a single. Allison Britz, the third baseman, due up. On deck is Ashton Barrett. She wants her chance in this third inning. Brett's in the right-hand box. Lane, the first offering, inside ball one. Again, far be it from me to imply I know a thing. I'm putting on the take sign until she gives you a strike. Ball one from Lane to Brett's. Ground ball just foul. That would have scored two. One ball, one strike. Britz out in front of that pitch. Pulls it a foot foul down the third baseline. Britz at the plate. One ball, one strike. Two outs, two on. Three in, 13-4, the Ashland lead. Cats hoping to continue this inning. Drop ball swung on and missed. Strike two. One and two. Two outs, top of the order up next. Brett's the eighth batter this inning. In the dirt, good scoop behind the plate by Foster. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on, three in. Bath County still in a big hole, down nine runs in the bottom of this third. Here comes the break even. That pitch pulled foul down the right field line. Count remains even. Let's back up and do it again. A momentum shift. Currently in favor of Bath County. Would love to see this inning continue. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Here's the break even. Out of the zone, ball three. Counts full. First base open. Here comes the payoff from Lane to Brett's. Got to be a good eye, but you got to protect. Here it comes. A foul ball that's going to land out of play behind the first base dugout. Let's back up and do it again. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the third. Ashland Blazer 13, Bath County Lady Cats 4. Another 3-2 pitch from Lane. Here it comes. Inside, ball four. Good at bat from Allison Brett's. And that brings up shortstop Ashton Barrett. Barrett 0 for 2, grounded to short, grounded to second. Would love to see something big happen right here. Ashton Barrett would love to deliver for her team. Bases full. Inside ball one. Lane getting her sign. Don't be too aggressive. Don't give anything away. There's a strike called. One ball, one strike. Yep. Take sign is on. One, three walks in this inning and three base hits. One ball, one strike. Bases full of Lady Cats. Ashton Barrett at the plate. 1-1. Here's the pitch. There's a smash. That's into right field. One run scores. Two run scores. What'd they say? Did they call runner interference? Any idea what just happened? Runner interference? Ball hit the runner. Ball hit the runner. Tough break. 13-4 the final after that inning. Had a big rally going. Tough break for the Cats as the ball hit the runner. Top of the fourth after this on WKCA.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Tough break for the Cats. They had a big rally going, had scored three, and were going to score two more. But the line drive off the bat of Ashton Barrett hit the runner for out number three. What a tough break. That would have put the Cats down 13-6 in the meat of the order. Toasty. First pitch to Jenna Delaney. In the top half of the fourth inning, fouled straight back, strike one. What a tough break. Bath County had all the momentum on their side. Four runs, four hits, called strike two. 13 runs on 16 hits for the Kittens. Addie Reed, the pitcher, came in relief of Kylie Hodson. First pitch out of the zone, 1-2 now to Jenna Delaney, who is 2-for-2 with three runs scored, a walk, a single, and a triple. There's a line drive. Diving effort by left fielder Allie Dillon. Delaney winds up at second base. Brings up Brooklyn Duckweiler. Home run, single, and triple. Two runs scored. 13-4 the score. Lead off batter, Jenna Delaney, at second base. Duckweiler, who hit a no-doubter home run, strike one on the corner in that first inning. Bath County gave up three runs in the first, three in the second, seven more in the third. Scored one in the first, three more there in the third. Had a big inning going. And a smash off the bat of Ashton Barrett that would have scored two at least. Wound up hitting a runner. There's a base hit back up the middle. An RBI single. Scores Delaney. Duckweiler at first base with her fourth hit of the game. Coach Dave Moore out to the circle to visit with his defense. That's the first run that will be credited to Addie Reed. 14-4. So Duckweiler at first with an RBI single. Brings up Addie Lane. Started out as a designated player. Moved into the circle. She gave up three in the third inning. Addie. First pitch. Just misses ball one. Outside corner has been called a lot, but not low and away. Outside corner at the knees, outside corner at the belt, even a little bit off the plate. It's been called strike. There's one and one. Lane singled, doubled, and one run scored. 14-4, Blazer up over Bath. If we're going to come back tomorrow, need to have a big offensive output. Again, a three and a stop, three and a stop. You're right back in the game. That's what we need the softball equivalent of, is a bucket and a stop, a bucket and a stop. Nobody else, one on, one in. There's a fly ball to center field. Ray Lee Purvis has got it. Brings up Alana Traxler, one for three for the center fielder. She scored in that seven-run third. The Kitten fans are excited, 14-4, deservedly so. Swung on and missed, strike one. Good pitch there from Addie Reed. On deck is Aubrey Foster for the Kittens. One out, one on. The throw down, not in time. Duckweiler with a stolen base. Up 10. Looking for some insurance, hoping. If you're Blazer, to cover that 10-run rule. Fouled back to the hill behind press row, press table. One in, runner at second is Duckweiler. One out, Traxler at the plate. Kittens up by 10 in this fourth. There's a pop-up to short, backing, squeezing. Bath County shortstop Ashton Barrett with the play there. Brings up Aubrey Foster. Foster, one for two. Popped out to short, hit by a pitch, singled and scored in the third. Pitch by Reed. She's found that outside corner, strike one. Addie Reed comes into this game 3-1 on the season, pitched early in the year. There's a base hit into left, one hop by the right fielder. Runner scores. Foster with an RBI single. Puts the Kittens up 11. And Aubrey McCreary, 0 for 3. Courtesy runner Romans goes back in for Foster. Two out, one on, two in. McCreary at the plate, 0 for 3. The right-handed hitting right fielder in the seventh spot. Punches that one into right field. That's down for a base hit. Runners now at the corners. Riley Harmon, 2 for 3. With a run scored. Harmon started out as the pitcher. She and Lane switched places. One out into the third inning. 15-4. First pitch, strike one on the corner. Cats need one more out here, down 11. And come in, get the offense going. One strike. Just high 1-1. Kittens on the corners. Romans at third, McCreary at first. Up big over the Cats here in the top of the fourth. That one fouled back into the parking lot. A ball and two strikes. Top half of the fourth, two in for Ashland. 15 overall. Bath County with four runs scored. Called strike three. Good pitch there from Reed. Her first strikeout of the game. Ashland scores a couple. They're up 15-4 over Bath, bottom of the fourth after this on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Bath County down by 11. Welcome to allergy season as well as regional softball season. Rayleigh Purvis, Ashley Rogers, Izzy Hughes, 2-3-4 due up. Cats need to be patient at the plate. Addie Lane, the pitcher, didn't throw a lot of strikes in that third inning. First pitch, a jam shot off the hands. Strike one to Rayleigh Purvis, who was hit by a pitch, stole second, scored on the RBI of Ashley Rogers. There's a fly ball into the gap. Good play out there in left field by Ashley Ingram. One up, one down. Ingram covered a lot of territory out there. Brings up Ashley Rogers, been on base twice, single. An RBI in the first, a walk, and scored a run in that third. First pitch, low ball one. Bath County batters need to be patient. Got a big hill to climb. No 11-run swings in the history of softball. Don't need to try one here. Inside ball two. I have a feeling that if the Cats can work Addie Lane, they can get some walks and base hits. Just need to be patient. Foul tipped. 2-1. Let me get that soft drink back. Wash that dirt down. Ashley Rogers, the senior first baseman at the plate. Two balls and a strike, one out. That pitch fouled into the parking lot. Look out. Oh, goodness. Just missed. 2-2 now to Rogers with Izzy Hughes on deck. Izzy's reached twice, reached on an error, walked and scored on the Allie Dillon, two RBI double in the third. One out, nobody on, the 2-2. There's a base hit. Scoop on the short hop. Good play there by Ingram. Just charge hard, short hop. Almost came up with it on the fly. Brings up Izzy Hughes. Hughes, the Bath County catcher, reached on an error in the first inning. Walked and scored in that third. Ball one. Cats need to be very, very patient. Even though Addie Lane, the Blazer pitcher, staked to a big lead, make her work. There's one put out of play behind the Bath County faithful, a ball and a strike. One ball, one strike, one out, one on. Bath down big in this fourth, bottom of the fourth. Fastball, high ball two. Two and one. Be very, very patient. Lane just giving off bad body language. Every pitch that is not called a strike, whether it's close or not, just kind of drops her shoulders and walks away. There's a pitch foul out of play down the right field line. And it's not just like a deep breath drop your shoulders. It's like a, what are you talking about, drops your shoulders. Again, up 11. I mean, and kids will be kids. This is a game, and your team's up 11. Can't take it too seriously just yet. The 2-2, a smash to deep right that short hops the fence. Rogers not able to advance, thinking it might be caught. Back-to-back one-out singles. Rogers now stands at second base. Hughes with her first base hit. Hodson, the courtesy runner. Taylor Hodson after that broken left hand. Broken right hand for the left-handed batter in that Russell game. A tough, tough circumstance for the senior. So Allie Manley, who doubled in that three-run third, needs to be patient as well because Lane is not throwing a lot of strikes. That wasn't a strike either, but it was called strike one. Oh-1 the count. That one skips in there. One ball, one strike. Bath County with one out and two on. Manley at the plate. 1-1 the count. Blazer up 11 in the bottom of the fourth. Cats just need to be patient. Strike two called on the inside corner, a ball and two strikes. Now you got to protect. Got to protect, put one in play, move runners. Get the next batter up. Here comes the 1-2. Ground ball to third. Everybody's safe all the way around. Third baseman, Brooklyn Duckweiler, came up with it, tried to tag Rogers, couldn't do it, bases full. Umpire called her safe. The coach saying that she was out of the base path. The Blazer coach saying out of the base path, the umpires get together. Let's see what they do. I know you can't, like, squash somebody running over top of them. If the play carries the defender into the base path, you've got to give them a chance to get out of the way. Coach, again, disagreeing. The umpires are saying no, no. The Blazer coach. Again, up 11. Oh, now. Come on now. Show some class. Show some class. You're up 11. Base is full. Blazer coach disagrees. Base is full. Addie Reed at the plate. Cats up with the bases full, one out. Addie Reed, be patient, Addie. First pitch, strike one. Now you're ready. Make her throw you a strike when they're struggling. Now you're ready. Down a strike with Allie Dillon on deck. Bath County trailing big. They've trailed the entire game. Strike two on the inside corner. Now you got to protect. Bath County pitcher Addie Reed in the right-hand box. Protect, protect. Put one in play. Here comes the two-strike pitch. Foul back to the screen. Count remains 0-2. Rogers at third, Hodson at second, Manley at first. Base is full with one out. Addie Lane, the Ashland pitcher, brings the two-strike pitch. Outside corner called strike three. Tough pitch to go down on there. Brings up Allie Dillon, who hit a two RBI double. Man behind the plate has had a tough crowd. Tough crowd. Two outs, bases full, and Allie Dillon, the left fielder, walked and doubled. 15-4 the score. Out of the zone, ball one. Ball one. Cats at every base, two outs. Dillon at the plate, Barnett on deck. The ball one pitch from Lane. 1-1. Again, if I had a chance to give advice to Addie Lane, it's throw strikes. You're up 11. Make them hit the ball. If I'm giving advice to Bath County, get a pitch and put it in play. The 1-1 out of the zone, ball two. 2-1. The fans a little more rambunctious. 15-4. Here comes the 2-1. Fouled straight back, 2-2. Allie had plans to park that one in right center. Just missed. Some good smell coming out of that concession stand. Smells like chili dog sauce. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Bases full. Bottom of the fourth. Cats threatening. Swung on and missed. Bath County leaves them bloated. 15-4. Top of the fifth. Ashland Blazer leads the Cats. More after this word from our sponsor. Stay tuned to WKCA.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For your health care, remember the word local. I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
And I'm Lauren Rout Otis, pharmacist and sisters at Family Discount Drugs.
Owingsville's only locally owned and operated pharmacy.
Call us at 674-6979 and let us take care of you to become part of our family.
We offer delivery to all of Bath County, Mount Sterling, and Frenchburg. And our drive-thru makes pickups easy.
Family Discount Drugs, 60 Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Sisters that take the time to listen and care.
Top half of the fifth inning, Ashley Ingram steps in for the Kittens of Blazer. 9-1-2 takes first pitch, strike one. Let's not let this get personal, guys. Fans are a little on edge. Strike two. Ashland 15, Bath 4, top half of the fifth inning. 10-run rule will come into effect. Fouled back to the screen, still 0-2. No defensive changes for the Cats. Reed pitching, Hughes catching, Rogers Manley, Barrett Brits on the infield, Dylan Purvis, Thompson left to right in the outfield, swung on and missed. Strike three. One up, one down brings up Grace Delaney, 3-2 for 3. A walk, a pair of singles, 3-run score, and a fly ball to right field. Makes you wonder why they're not putting some of their other batters in, up 11. Give some of these other kids a swing. First pitch, strike one to Delaney. Not my call. One strike, the count to Delaney with Jenna Delaney on deck. Fouled back. Look out in the softball. Two strikes now, the count from Reed to Delaney. Delaney. 15-4, Blazer up over Bath, time called. Umpire needed a minute. No ball, two strike, one out. Top of the fifth. There's a ground ball right back up the middle. Delaney with her third hit of the game, been on base four times. Brings up Jenna Delaney. Delaney. 15-4. Kittens over the Lady Cats. 10-run rule is in effect. That pitch fouled. Look out behind. Just missed a couple of four-year-olds. Strike one to count. Jenna Delaney at the plate. Grace Delaney at first. Brooklyn Duckweiler on deck. Line drive to the right fielder, Riley Thompson. Registers the second out, brings up Duckweiler, who hit a home run, a single, a triple, and a single. Duckweiler. a double away from hitting the cycle unofficially. 15-4, two outs, top of the fifth. There's a line drive into right field. Good play, Riley. Riley Thompson, back-to-back putouts. Ashland scoreless in their half of the fifth. The Cats have got to put at least two on to continue this game. 8-9-1 due up. 15-4 the score. Bottom of the fifth after this on WKCA.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nine-one due up for the Cats. Abby Barnett, Allison Britz, and then back to the top of the order to Ashton Barrett. Addie Lane, the pitcher for the Ashland Kittens. First pitch, inside, ball one. She's thrown that same pitch 42 times, and it has been called a ball 42 times in a row. That inside corner has not been called by much. Ball one. Low and away, ball two. Barnett. Two ball, no strike count at the plate. Can be selective. Again, Lane's up with an 11-run lead. Throw strikes, just like that one. Make them hit the ball. If it was 15-12, it'd be a different story. It's 15-4. Throw strikes and let them hit. Let your defense make plays. Two ball, one strike count. Barnett, low ball three. We've
got to come back to you. Let's go now.
Barnett goes back, touches the chalk circle behind the pitcher's rubber. 3-1, still a batter's count. Time called. Pick a spot, pick a pitch. Inside, ball four. A lot of free passes given up by both pitchers in this game. Brings up Allison Britz. 0-for-1 with a fly ball to right field. A walk in the third. Inside, ball one. Britz at the plate. Barrett. Barnett at first. Barrett on deck. One ball to count. Patience, patience. There's a hit batsman. Need runners to score runs. Now we got two on with Ashton Barrett. Bath County batters just need to be aware. Patient at the plate. Strikes are a precious commodity. Don't need to give any up. Still a big hole to dig out of. Let's see who just messaged me. First pitch swinging. Strike one, fouled into the screen. Ashton Barrett leadoff hitter. Batting up around 400 for the year. Actually up around 500, 475. Pick a pitch, pick a zone. If it's there, give it a cut. There's a base hit into right field. Runners are going to go. Throw to the plate. So Barrett with an RBI single. Barnett scores. Britz moves to third. Barrett moves to second on the throw, brings up Raylee Purvis. 0 for 2, hit by a pitch and scored. Struck out and fly ball to right. Again, be patient. If you're a lady cat, 15-5 the score. Strikes have been difficult for pitchers to find this afternoon. Do not give the opposing pitcher any help. First pitch, strike one. Now you're set. Raylee Purvis, the senior center fielder, back in the right-hand box. The outfield center and right pulled in a little bit. Infield at regular depth, one strike, the count to Purvis. There's a ground ball to third. The throw across the infield. What a scoop at first base. So Purvis out 5-3. Britt scores. That makes it 15-6. Barrett moves to third base, brings up Ashley Rogers. Rogers 2 for 2. An RBI single in the first, a walk and run scored in the third, and a single in the fourth. Strike one called. You got to appreciate the fact now that Addie Lane is throwing strikes. Listen, don't nibble, don't nibble. You're up by 8, 9, 10, 11, throw strikes. Make them beat you. There's a smash down the right field line. That's going to be an RBI double. Barrett comes around to score. Rogers with her third hit. This an RBI double. Coach calls time to walk out. Going to make another pitching change. So my guess, they said the flex re-enters. So my guess is that the pitcher, Riley Harmon, will come back. Man, that's going to make it tough on me to keep stats, but I'll do my best. So Lane is out after an inning and two-thirds, an inning and a third, an inning and two-thirds. We'll figure something out in a minute. If I can't figure it out, I'll make it up. Harmon, the pitcher, back in there. Lane, an inning and a third. Bath County now down 15-7 with Rogers at second base. One out, three in this inning. Izzy Hughes coming to the plate.
Be patient out there now. It's looking like that's going to go strikes.
So Harmon back in to pitch. I know Rowan County Baseball getting ready to start. I hope Owen's got some help in the studio. I'm sure he does. Owen's good, but it's hard to do two ball games at once. 15-7. Let's reset. Ashland Blazer, 15. Bath, 7. The starting pitcher, Riley Harmon, taken out after 2 1/3. Re-enters with one out in the fifth. First pitch to Hughes. Called strike one. One out, runner at second. There's a fly ball into the gap. That's going to land. Rogers safely at third base. A diving opportunity. Traxler almost made an incredible catch. Runners at the corners with one out. Taylor Hodson will run again. I saw her in the pregame. I told her I almost cried yesterday when she scored after that broken hand earlier in the season. She would love nothing more than to be out there at shortstop. Cat fans would love to have that 530 batting average back in the lineup too. 15-7 with run out and runners on the corners. Allie Manley, 2-for-3 with a single and a double. First pitch, strike at the knees. Blazer fans feeling a little tension. Cat fans feeling a little enthusiasm. There's a ground ball up the middle. A fielder's choice. Hodson out on the fielder's choice. Rogers scores. So Manley now at first base with two outs. Brings up pitcher Addie Reed, 0-for-1. Reed came on to pitch in relief of Hodson after 2 1/3. There's a base hit down the third baseline. What a snag. Safe. Oh, my goodness, called her out at first. What a play by the third baseman, Brooklyn Duckweiler. A bang-bang call. Coach Kenny Williams asks the home plate umpire. He shakes his head. Bang-bang, what a play by Duckweiler to Pinson. Bath County scores 4. They're down 15-8, top of the 6th we go here on WKCA.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Momentum has shifted to the Cats, at least temporarily. A four spot in that fifth inning. A bang-bang play at first on a SportsCenter top 10 play by the Blazer third baseman. First pitch inside, ball one to Reed. If we can get out of this without any damage done, get the sticks back in, we'll see what happens. Ball one, the count. There's a fly ball to right field. Had her played perfect. Riley Thompson, one up, one down. Again, still a big hole. Cats down 7. But momentum on their side. Brings up Troxler, 1-for-4, is the center fielder. She almost made a Hall of Fame SportsCenter catch in center. Just off the end of her glove in that fifth inning. First pitch out of the zone, ball one. On deck is Aubrey Foster. 15-8. Blazer scored three in the first, three in the second, seven in the third. A base hit to right field. That'll go for a triple. A one-out triple down the right field line. Traxler with good speed did not let up. Brings up Aubrey Foster. Two for three, one run scored, a pair of singles, and a hit by pitch. Cats could stand to get out of this with no damage done. First pitch high from Addie Reed, ball one. Don't let that momentum shift back over. Players make plays. Let's see what happens after the one-out triple by Troxler. Just outside, ball two. Tried to get her to chase a bad pitch. Foster, good patience up there. Bath County, they're scoring. Just low. One scored one in the first, four in the three in the third, three in the fifth, four in the fifth. That's their eight. Pitch on the corner, 3-1 now to Traxler. Foster on deck. McCreary in the hole. Addie Reed on in relief of Kylie Hodson. That pitch fouled behind the dugout. Full count. This would be a big out here if Bath County could record it and not let Traxler cross the plate. How are you? Good. 15-8 the score. Bath County on the short end of it. There's a line drive into right field. An RBI single. Scores Traxler. 16-8. Romans back in to run for Foster. Brings up McCreary with one out and one on. 16-8 the score. Bath County with a runner at first as they play defense. There's a fly ball in the deep. Hit the fence. A long single. A long single off the bat of McCreary. Foster, the courtesy runner Romans, couldn't really take off for fear the catch would be made. Brings up Riley Harmon, who pitched, moved to first base, and then moved back into the circle. Blazer with an eight-run lead. There's a number off the handle. Good play out there by Allie Manley. No place to try to double anybody up. Two outs, two on, one in. 16-8, the Blazer lead in this 16th region softball semifinal. The winner plays tomorrow night at 7. Will face the winner of Raceland and Boyd here at Ashton Blazer High School. Changeup fouled at the plate by Ingram. Ingram two for four. Couple of singles, couple of strikeouts. Bath County needs to get out of this inning with no more damage done than get the sticks going again. The one strike pitch fouled straight back. I had you covered. Of course, Tiny McFarland had me covered, so we're in good shape. Two strikes now the count. Tiny just had a birthday the other day. I don't know how many it was. Afraid to ask. Just outside, a ball and two strikes. Tiny, a fixture on the sidelines for Bath County Sports. One ball, two strikes. Ingram back in the box. There it is. Called strike three. Good pitch by Addie Reed. Blazer still up eight. Bottom of the sixth on the way. Bath County coming to bat after these words on WKCA.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Sixteenth region softball semifinals. Bath County out of the 61st. Blazer out of the 64th. Blazer up 16-8, bottom of the sixth. 7-8-9, Allie Dillon, Abby Barnett, Allison Britz. That pitch. Ball one, low and away. Bath County batters need to preach patience. Harmon and Lane have not pitched a bad game, but they have not dominated the strike zone. Ball two. The offense carried Blazer last night as they beat East 17-3, scored 16 more here tonight. Strike one on the corner. Now that pitch right there has been called strike all weekend. Letter high outside corner. Two ball, one strike to Dillon. Bounces in there, ball three. 3-1. Pick your pitch, pitchers, pick your zone. If it's there, make a good cut. If not, live to swing another day, but do not swing at ball four. Here comes the 3-1. Inside ball four. Bath County with a leadoff runner in Dillon brings up Abby Barnett. Barnett walked, singled, and walked. We're here in Ashland at Paul Blazer High School, the host of this 16th region softball tournament. Barnett at the plate. High ball one. Patience, patience. She looked back here, say patience when she looks. Patience, patience. Make them throw you strikes. Ball one to count to Barnett. Inside ball two. Can't score runs if you can't get runners. Get on base any way you can. Walk, base hit. Let the next player. Outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Still a hitter's count. Pick your pitch, pick your zone. Don't swing at ball three. Here comes the 2-1. Right back up the middle. A single and a base on balls, runners at second and third. You're not claustrophobic, are you? Good news. Bath County first two runners on with a base on balls and a single. Brings up Allison Bretz again. Same thing, patience, patience. Low ball one. We're going to charge 50 cents a lap when you come through press row. Ball one, the count to Bretz with Ashton Barrett on deck. Low ball two, good eye. Same thing. A walk by Dillon, a single by Barnett. Two on, nobody out. Bretz at the plate. Called strike one. 2-1. My broken record. Don't swing at ball three. Pick a pitch. You're at a 2-1 batter's count. 2-1. High ball three. 3-1. Same applies here. Do not swing at ball four. 3-1. Nobody out. Bottom of the six. 2-1 for the Cats. There's a smash to deep right. What a catch on the track. Holy smokes. Did Aubrey McCreary make a catch that will live in infamy for Bath County? What a play in right field. Bath County runner Allie Dillon advances. Coach Kenny Williams asking a question. Gonna call.
Left too early.
Long fly ball. Runner leaves too early. So instead of first and second with nobody out, runner at first and two outs. Umpire said the runner left early from second base. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. Man, you hate to give them. Hate to give up outs. Barrett at the plate. 1-3. Out of the zone, ball two. Bath County batters doing what they need to do. Getting on just some tough breaks and some outstanding plays defensively. High ball three. Listen, put a star beside that catch from Aubrey McCarty. 16-8 the score. Bath has worked it back. Down only eight at one time. Ball four. Base on balls to Barrett. Brings up Raylee Purvis, hit by a pitch. Struck out, fly out, ground out. Ray Lee's due. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. At 1 point, first pitch to Purvis, strike one. At 1 point, Blazer led 13-1. Cats have scratched back at 16-8. There's a ground ball right up the middle. Runners will be all the way around. Barnett stops at third. Barrett at second. Purvis at first. And Ashley Rogers up. If you're a Cat fan, you would love nothing more than to see Ashley put one in the back of that red truck in center field. We'll see what happens. Bases full, two outs. First pitch low, ball one. Patience, patience. If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. Ball one to Rogers with Izzy Hughes on deck. Again, Blazer up 8. Same thing for them, throw strikes. There's a pitch in the left-hand batter's box called strike one. 1-1. Listen, your defense has made plays that belong in the Softball Hall of Fame. Throw strikes and let them keep making plays. You've got the momentum on your defense side. Oh, mercy. Tough call on that strike. The Bath County faithful not happy. The Blazer faithful said it was a beaut. 1-2. Oh, mercy. If that would have been called a strike, there would have been a riot. 2-2, 2 out, bases full. 16-8 the score. Lots of fans gathered up. There's one off the glove. The play made. Too many fans on press row. Too many fans on press row, if you can pass it along. That wraps up the sixth, top of the seventh. Blazer up 16-8. Softball continues on WKCA after these words.
Here's great news from the AOA Bottling Company. You've asked us to bring back your summertime favorites, and now we're back in Blackberry. Join the celebration, because Blackberry is back for a limited time. Get to your favorite store and stock up on your favorite AOA flavors, including Blackberry. For the taste that brings you back, remember Blackberry AOA. Get yours while supplies last.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissing. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Inning, here we go. Blazer 16, Bath 8. Top of the seventh. 1-2-3 due up. Grace Delaney, Jenna Delaney, Brooklyn Duckweiler. Grace walked, singled, singled, fly ball, singled. Scored 3 runs. There's a number. Good play at first base. 1 pitch, 1 out. Sixteen-8 the score. Blazer up. Again, at one point it was 13-1. Bath County scored 3 more in the third. Blazer scored 2 in the fourth. Bath scored 3-4 in the fourth. Blazer put 1 more on in the sixth. That's where we stand, 16-8. Here at Paul Blazer High School, sun setting. Game 2 up next is Boyd and Raceland, strike 1. 1 out. Jenna Delaney with Brooklyn Duckweiler on deck. Not only has Duckweiler been a star at the plate, she has been a star in the field. At third base, there's a ground ball to third. Off the glove, the throw, not in time. A smash to third base. Brett's couldn't come up with it. 1-1, 1 out brings up Duckweiler. Homer, single, triple, single, fly to right. Why do I have a feeling if she hits one, she's going to stop at second base and get the cycle? If it was me, I would. 16-8 the score. Duckweiler at the plate. Lane on deck. Duckweiler, the pitch from Addie Reed. Low ball one. Duckweiler has scored three. The big difference is that seven-run third inning. Blazer sent a dozen to the plate, scored seven. There's a fly ball to right field. Riley Thompson, another put out there. Two down, one down, two down. With Delaney at first. Addie Lane started out as the designated player, came in, pitched a couple innings. Then they brought Harmon back in. One on, two outs. Stolen base. Sixteen to eight. Runner standing now at third base with Lane at the plate. Lane at the plate, Traxler on deck. Three for five for Lane. Here's the pitch. Strike two called. Oh, balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the seventh, runner at third. Bath trails Blazer by eight. 16-8. Our score here at Ashland Paul Blazer High School. There's a fly ball to right field. Riley Thompson, another put out. Bath County coming to bat in the bottom of the seventh. They need eight to tie and nine to win. We'll see what happens here on WKCA. Stay tuned.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
All right, so let me reset. Blazer 16, Bath 8. Here from Paul Blazer High School, 16th region semifinal. Patience, patience. There's that wide strike one. Izzy Hughes, Allie Manley, Addie Reed do up. Eight to tie, nine to win. Tough hill to climb. There's a ground ball under the glove of the first baseman. A leadoff base hit. So here's the mentality you have to take if you're a Cat fan. Nobody makes an out. Nobody makes an out. Everybody hits. Everybody walks. Everybody gets a hit batsman. Nobody makes an out. Score nine and come back tomorrow night. That's got to be the mentality. Taylor Hodson, the courtesy runner for Hughes, brings up Allie Manley. Two for three, called strike one. Manley hit into a double play in the first, a double and a single. Down a strike, top of the set, bottom of the seventh. Out of the zone, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Manley at the plate. Harmon on the circle. Hodson at first base. There's one right back up the middle. Off the glove of the shortstop. Back-to-back singles. Nobody makes an out. Nobody makes an out. That's got to be the mentality. Base hit, walk, hit batsman. Kylie Hodson re-enters. Be patient. Kylie's time in the circle did not go the way she wanted. Hope she does not be too aggressive as a batter. Takes ball one. Good job. I know you want to hit one out of here. Keep the mentality of nobody makes an out. Back-to-back singles from Hughes and Manley. Now Hodson at the plate. Called strike one on the corner. One ball, one strike. The folks from game two, curious why this has taken so long. It's because there's 24 runs on the board. Foul ball pulled toward the Blazer dugout. A ball and two strikes. Now you got to protect. Again, nobody makes an out. Base hit, base on balls, hit batsman. You got to think that way. One ball, two strike. Harmon to Hodson. There's a little flare into short center. Nice play there. Covering a lot of territory is Traxler. This Blazer defense is going to be overshadowed by the 16-run offensive performance, but they have made every play they have needed to make. Outfield has made plays everywhere. Duckweiler at third has made play after play. One out, two on. Bottom of the seventh. First pitch in the dirt. Ball one to Allie Dillon. Dillon walked, two RBI double, strikeout and another walk. One ball to count. 1-1. Now, as a batter, you're ready. Realize that the pitcher is not dominating the strike zone. Pick your pitch and do something with it. The 1-1 with one out and two on. Out of the zone, ball two. On deck for the Cats, Abby Barnett. 2-1, hitters count. Don't swing at ball three. Here comes the 2-1, ball three. 16-8. Bath County trails, bottom of the seventh. They were down 13-1 early in the game. Scratched and clawed. There's a ground ball to short. The throw to short. Got the force out. Two outs, runners at the corners. So Manley out on the fielder's choice. Bath County down to their last out with Abby Barnett at the plate. Runners at the corners. Awfully big hill to climb with two outs. 16-8 the score. A game that was out of reach. Bath County battled back into it. Barnett. Walk singled. Walk singled. Take strike one. Riley Harmon, the Blazer pitcher. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Out of the zone, 1-1. Two out rallies are possible. It'll take a bunch of good things to happen for the Cats to get back in this, down 16-8. The 1-1. There's a pop-up into short center. Traxler makes the play. And Blazer does what they need to do. They win 16-8 over Bath. We'll get some stats, some post-game awards, that and so much more. Bath County falls in the semifinals of the 16th region. Final score, 16-8. Bath County softball postgame after this on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrey Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrey Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrey Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uh, 16-8, the final score. Bath County falls to Ashland Blazer. Do not think that Ashland Blazer 16 was the difference of the game. The difference this game is that Blazer defense. They made every play they needed to play. Their outfield caught everything hit their way. Third baseman, Brooklyn Duckweiler, made incredible plays. Listen, granted they scored their 16, and you got to give them credit. But now Bath County hit the ball a lot, and the defense made the plays to keep them in the game. 16-8 final score. Bath County will end their season with a 26-9 record overall. Blazer will move on at 17-16 into the championship game tomorrow night. They'll take on the winner of the Raceland-Boyd game here coming up in 30 minutes from now. Tough way to lose. The Cats got down early, at one point down 13-1. Battle. Just too deep a hole for them to come back, and too talented a team. Blazer, they've got that offense going. Scored 17 last night, 16 tonight. It is tough to beat somebody when you put that many runs on the board. Bath County falls tonight 16-8. When we come back, we will have our Ira Kilburn final verdict. Downtown Athletic Defensive Player of the Game. R.L. Caudill Construction Offensive Player of the Game. Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. That and so much more here on WKCA. Bath County falls in the region semifinal to Blazer 16-8.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Own the road in any season with help from major brands. Get a $60 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on purchases of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires, totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $40 back. Offer valid May 23rd through May 30th. For more details, check bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling. BF Goodrich, what are you building for?
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Bath County falls 16-8 to the Kittens of Ashland Blazer. Listen, Blazer is on fire. I don't know who they're going to play tomorrow, but they better strap their helmets on because Blazer is on a roll. 17 last night against East, 16 here tonight. Our Ira Kilburn final verdict. We talked about unearned runs. Two of the 16 were unearned. That means 14 of the 16 were not. Listen, you got to give Blazer credit. They hit the ball. They were aggressive on the base pass. They scored the runs that they needed, but unfortunately, going to be overlooked for Blazer. Their defense was rock solid. The outfield made great plays. Third baseman Deckweiler, great plays. Everybody caught the ball that was hit to them. It was a full team effort. Wound up with this 16-8 victory tonight over Bath in this semifinal matchup. Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero, sponsored by Schwartz Mowing. Let's recognize Addie Reed. Reed came in. Taylor Hodson, the starting pitcher, went 2 1/3. Addie Reed came in relief. And when she came in, gave up 1, 2, 3 runs. Three of those runs were hers. Gave up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Three runs on 8 hits. And so Addie Reed, 3 runs, 8 hits, on in relief. The unsung hero, sponsored by Schwartz Mowing. Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, we will get to that here in just a minute. Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game. That goes to Riley Thompson in right field. Had 9 putouts. 9 putouts in right field. Listen, Riley caught pretty much everything hit her way. The R.L. Caudill Construction Offensive Player of the Game, Ashley Rogers, Bath County first baseman, went 3 for 4 with an RBI, couple of singles and a double. Ashley Rogers, the Offensive Player of the Game. Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. Listen, I mentioned to you just a little while ago that to see Taylor Hodson out there running for her sister made me happy. To see her score last night made me cry. She got her hand hit 2 pitches in a row against that game, wound up breaking a bone in her hand. You take a 5-30 batter, rock-solid shortstop, team leader, take her out of the lineup. That is a tough spot for the Cats. They did their best without her. But the Dig Deep Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, Brad Weaver and his Elite Excavation crew, let's recognize Taylor Hodson because she did all she could as a runner, as a senior leader. She did all she could on the base pass, and all she could in the dugout. And it was good to see her out there. Hate to see her career end, as we do with all these seniors. Bath County seniors, not only Taylor Hodson, center fielder Ray Lee Purvis, first baseman Ashley Rogers, shortstop Taylor Hodson, second baseman slash shortstop Ashton Barrett, who moved to short but played second all of her life. Jordan Swartz, a senior that didn't play a whole lot but a big part of the team. All those seniors will be sadly missed as this season comes to a close. Bath County falls 20 to a 26-9 record. Ashland Blazer advances to 17-16. Thank you very much, Mr. Tackett. My text message went off. Former Superintendent Harvey Tackett has been listening to the ball games. We certainly do appreciate all of our sponsors, appreciate all of our listeners. Coach Kenny Williams and his coaching staff has the Bath County Lady Cats circled up down at the end of the right field line. That wraps it up for here. A tough way to go, but again, give Blazer credit. They scored the runs, and they made the defensive plays. And tomorrow night, whoever they play is going to have their hands full. Blazer wins. Final score, 16-8. Owen Mundy, who's been in the studio. Hannah's been in the studio off and on all year long. Ian Corbin's filled in a time or two, and so many others. To all of our sponsors, to all of our listeners, to all of the folks who have been part of Bath County baseball and Bath County softball all season long. To our host here at Ashland Blazer, thanks everybody. Good night till football season. This is Jeff Ray for WKCA.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.